Thrills. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. How are y'all doing this week? Okay. So, let's get into this Fortnite news, okay? Because there was some interesting things that came out regarding Nintendo and and Fortnite. Now you remember I think it was a couple of seasons back where they believed that Samus from Metroid was going to be a part of the Fortnite things series and whatnot. Back in 2021, court documents released as part of Epic legal battle with Apple. At some point, planned to put Samus Aran in Fortnite, but a skin-based futuristic bounty hunter for Nintendo series was never materialized. Given the documents, because you know they also released Kratos and Halo's Master Chief. And us. Now, they approached Nintendo. I wanted three things, Mustard said. This is Donald Mustard. He wanted three iconic characters, that being Kratos, Master Chief, and Samus, but Nintendo couldn't counter its prize character appearing on rival systems. They really got hung up on their characters showing up on platforms that weren't their platforms. They would be thrilled to have the Nintendo character in Fortnite, but only if it's just for that platform. Nintendo request for the Switch exclusivity for Samus met with a red line on Epic's own Mustard. But for me and for all of Epic, we're like, that is an absolute must. We want to make sure that Fortnite is the same experience no matter what screen or device you're playing on. Now, a lot of people were pissed off with Nintendo because they had this stance. Now, this is Fortnite. I think they earned it. This is Tim Geddes from Kinda Funny. Don't get me wrong. Kid Tim Geddes is wonderful. But this is his argument. He was like, man, I thought that they would be like, I thought they would be open to something like that because they got Master Chief and Kratos out and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Kratos from God of War is a very iconic IP for PlayStation, and Halo with Master Chief is for Xbox. Just because they slutted out their goddamn IP, and don't get me wrong, I love that they did, but just because they slutted out theirs doesn't mean that Nintendo has to do that. Nintendo knows the value of their IP. And I'm the way how, okay. Considering now how these companies are moving, because right now, Sony is moving into the PC realm. Xbox is moving into the PC realm. I think these next two systems is going to be their last consoles. I really believe that. And they're all going to be moving straight to the PC realm. Nintendo still have a little bit life left. They were very slow. Very slow. Because they figured that, oh, we still got a lot of time left. So, I'm not upset with them saying, I want my game. I'm not saying you can't have it for a night. I just want this to be exclusive to our console. And I don't want, you know, anyone else's. If you ask me, Sony and Xbox could have claimed, they could have requested the same thing. But, what do I know? Oh, what is this? Xbox gaming segments gets another boost thanks to Activision Blizzard. For the third quarter of fiscal 2024, Microsoft reported game revenue up 51% year over, or $1.8 billion, to the total of $5.45 billion. Yeah, that is a lot. In this record quarter three for the segment, I'm telling you, guys, I'm really being observant to these gamers right now, because things are shifting and moving in a way that got me a little bit scared for the gaming community on the console side. It is now being rumored that Xbox has the most exclusives of the two with PlayStation. And why do I keep hearing that Helldivers 2 is possibly coming to the Xbox series? I don't know. Xbox content and service revenues is in a similar boat. It is 62% year over year, but with 61 point on the net impact from Activision. I knew that was going to happen. I am still waiting for them just to say, we're going to bring World of Warcraft to the console. If they fuck around and did some shit like that, man, they will shut it down. They will shut it down. I think the only one, and I'm looking at Sony, the only game I think that can move like that, as far as with Sony, shit, Bloodborne. Did you guys now know that that Fallout 4 next gen update, it actually runs pretty good. Now you can get the base game for the Xbox Series on Game Pass if you have that subscription. Right now I think the game of the year version of that is $10. But it looks, Oh, never mind. Hold on. Now. Now. Mind you, it's working for the Xbox, and the PlayStation 5 is not up yet. Do you guys think they should have released it if it's not on the PS5? I think that if they didn't release it on the PS5, I think I think they should have held back. Because people are ready to play this game, considering that Fallout is such a fucking hit. And so if it wasn't gonna work for the PS5 or the PS Plus owners and stuff like that, I think they should have held back. But the PS4 next gen update brings new quality and performance mode, widescreen support, 3 free Creation Club content for all players. I hope they're gonna get that stuff together, though. And again, though, guys, I'm playing on an S, Series S, and it plays good. It plays really good, and it's smooth. Didn't they do it for 3? I know they did it for the Elder Scrolls. Okay, Stellar Blade, guys. There's this place. Oh my god. BlizzCon 24 is canceled? You know what that says to me? That says to me that, That says to me that maybe the launch of the next expansion in World of Warcraft is not being well received. But then again, though, like I said, they might not have anything readily available. Oh, but going back to Stellar Blade. It's reviewing well. Like the critics, I think it's at 82, 83. Nudity is in this game. I guess it's being censored and stuff like that. And then there was this patch that's coming because it has something to do with the hard R. Listen. As much as this game is getting the attention that it is, all I can do is say this. I hope y'all go and buy that damn game. Because right now this game is well divisive. And I hope y'all go and buy this game. I know I'm not picking it up. I mean, even from the trailer, I wasn't interested in it. I just thought that it was like another version of Bayonetta. Also, the resolution mode. They got a performance mode and they got a balance mode. The balance mode is more of a 60 frames per second, while I think people are going to buy this game and they're only going to buy it on the PC RAM. Watch the sales go for that good on a PC. They're not gonna play that on a PlayStation. I want them to, but but I don't think it is. Oh, hold on. Hold on. So, there's this thing, there's this, like, this program called Gary's Mods. And there was a, hold on, let me see, because it's on, I read this on Twitter. They said something to the effect that they don't want their games to be a part of, Gary's Mods. Okay. Some of you may have noticed that certain Nintendo-related workshop items has been recently taken down. This is not a mistake. The takedowns came from Nintendo. Honestly, this is fair enough. This is Nintendo content, and what they allow and don't allow is up to them. They don't want you playing with that stuff in Gary's Mod. That's their decision. We have to respect that and take down as much as we can. This is an ongoing process. As we have 20 years, Jesus, of uploads to go through, if you want to help us delete some of your Nintendo-related uploads and never upload them again, that will help a lot. The end of the day, I know how y'all feel. I know y'all feel a way about this shit. I know y'all do. I know y'all do. But at the end of the day, and I'm talking to UPC fellas and ladies, at the end of the day, y'all want Nintendo content, man. Y'all want Nintendo content. Y'all like telling Nintendo that's what you want. So, I'm left with this. Why in the hell are y'all not buying the Nintendo systems? I don't understand the confusion on my part. I don't get it. You clearly want to play their games and you want to modify their games. But if you're going to do all this, just go buy the goddamn system. Really, just go buy the game. It's not that expensive. You had a rig. Because to use the game in mind, you have to pay $10 to use that. Just go buy a fucking goddamn system. I don't know. Did y'all see the latest episode of X-Men 97? Vault Bay B. Bastion, who is this season's antagonist. This story that leads into Days Future Past, what is it called again? It's good. Fuck me. This series is good. They totally surprised me. I like the original one. But this new one, oh, they put their foot in it, in the writing. They are putting their foot. I must have seen that episode at least 7 times. It's that good. I can't wait. I'm on pins and needles, waiting on the edge of my seat for this, for next week to see what happens. Let Look at this. Say goodbye to Lincoln Gary's mod. Oh, this sucks. Okay, guys. I think that's it. And with that, we'll close this segment. And those were your top stories in gaming. And now, here's your top stories in pop culture. Okay, so let's get into this Beyonce shit. All right, Miss Carter. Miss Carter had a promo about Sacred, and in this promo, Beyonce shows off her real hair. Beautiful hair. Hair is beautiful. And the thing that confused me, as well as other people too, but how come there were so many motherfuckers that was just... Ooh, I was going to say something that was going to shake the fucking table. Oh, okay. So, there were a whole bunch of people that was upset because they was like, she was forced to show her rear hair and stuff like that. And because she was trying to, you know, she's trying to promote her, her new hair, not hairline, but you know what, hair care products and stuff like that. Why were there so many women mad at her? And furthermore, there's a theme here, guys. Just because someone wear wigs, just because somebody wear wigs, doesn't mean that they're bald headed underneath. Now, I will say this. Some people do not know how to set up their real hair. Like, you know, when you... I never wore a wig. But I can imagine that if you were to wear a wig, that you would want your hair to be well taken care of. Like, I don't know, they get their hair done. How do I say this without sounding like an asshole? I guess the install of the hair, it's kind of pricey. But then again, though, if you're going to be paying all this money for this hair, and Lord knows that hair be expensive, I would hope that you girls are taking care of your real hair underneath that wig. And the ones who had a problem with this are the ones who clearly are using wigs. And they're not just using wigs, but they have very bad hair underneath that wig because they're not taking care of it properly. I knew Beyonce had long hair. I mean, she showed it to you ladies. And, hold up. You don't love me like I used. She showed it there. Like, Beyonce has beautiful, and that promo, fuck what you heard. Beyonce is fucking stunning. She is goddamn drop dead gorgeous. And that's weird to me. I think that, considering all of the touring that this woman is doing, Beyoncé's skin is damn near flawless. She don't have no, she might be getting a little, you know, Botox here and there, but still, you know, I think that she's just not relying on that. I think that she really do take care of herself. And in her skin, yeah, of course she's gonna have gorgeous, long, flowing hair. She's Beyoncé. You know? Y'all need to find another. Y'all need to get yourselves up off the floor down there and learn how to stand up. Girl, you can easily wash your hair and can have the same length as Beyoncé. Enough of that. Okay, so Amanda Seale went on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. And it was a roller coaster. But she had made some points because, okay. Amanda Seale is a very divisive person. Like, some people hate her, some people like her. I'm in one of the camps that the people that like her. I also recognize, and this is just me keeping it 100, as they would say. Amanda Seale is one of the few black women in the industry that is Hollywood music industry, because she is incredibly talented. But I think that the general public, particularly black men too, they don't like strong black women who know themselves. After watching this interview, which was a very good interview, it was 3 hours, she touched on the racism that she experienced as a child, in the industry and whatnot. Well, everyone thought, people thought she had a white mother. That was, she said, my mother is not white. And that's because she's high yellow. She's high yellow. Her issue with not feeling protected by those who, you know, who that she works with in the industry. And I think what's going on in Hollywood, a lot. God, I wish I could fucking remember that movie. God damn it, I wish I could remember that movie. It was so good. But, and it was an indie movie, but it showed how vicious that industry truly is. Like, I couldn't go into it. But, Issa Rae, and I know a lot of people try to make it seem like she was hating on Issa Rae. She wasn't hating on Issa Rae. I think that she wanted to connect with Issa Rae. And I understand the pressure that Issa Rae was going under. Issa Rae was at the top, and she was making all of these shows that focused primarily on people of color and from their perspective and whatnot. So I understand that she was like, listen, y'all gonna have to deal with that bullshit. My aim is to make sure that I put out content that reflects the challenges that our people go through. That was her perspective. But when Amanda was working with her, she didn't feel protected by Issa Rae. And she shared that. She said she didn't mind being with Issa Rae. Like, she's like, it's no bad blood. She just understands that it was bigger than her on Issa Rae part. And that hurt because she was like going around, like, you know, claiming that she wanted to uplift black people, but her own actors were not being safe. And that just confused Amanda. She also talked about her experience with Florida Tree. It was a really deep interview. And her and Florida Tree, how she just thought that Marsha Ambrosia, that's her name, Marsha Ambrosia, how that shit was. She was like, she doesn't fuck with Marsha anymore because Marsha, who is incredibly talented, but she couldn't shake the feeling, and this is on Marsha end, that she didn't want to be upstage and stuff like that. Like, she was dealing with a lot of insecurities. And I know it had to do with a lot of her perception of the world, her weight and all of that. Because Marsha is no fucking joke. That woman can sing her ass off, and write. But she was telling about that, her time with Floor Tree. She also talked a bit about how black spaces don't seem to reflect what that truly means, and how she felt that people need to start, like, you know, examining what that really means in the industry. And I saw it. I looked at that and I kept thinking, I was like, the black women, really, black women are really out here naked. Like, there is no one here out here supporting, like, keeping them safe in those industries. I mean, no one. I mean, the slightest pushback, even when black women try to, when they just stand up on themselves, I mean, like, the assault comes from everyone. That shit even happened to my aunt. We'll talk about that later. What's her name again? Megan Thee Stallion. There is, like, this shit that is fucking blowing my mind. I'm like, they think I don't see this. That's why after the release to, that's why I'm looking forward to see what the fuck they, how they're gonna pull this, this Grammy shit. I really want to see how they're gonna pull this off, because that last album sucked. It's ridiculous that 2.3 million people went and bought that goddamn album. And I'm grown up to point it in all of y'all faces and say it to the, man, fuck this. Y'all went out and bought that album to spite Beyonce. Half of you motherfuckers, if not the majority of you motherfuckers, went out and bought that album to put the middle finger up at Beyonce. I know y'all did. Because this last album sucked. It's bad. It's fucking bad. The production to this album is bad. And it fucking confuses me as to why is all these black strong women who is just trying to take agency off of themselves, that y'all got a fucking problem with that. Like, y'all truly do have a problem with that. Not y'all, but you know what I mean. Like, people have a huge, they got a problem with that. And it doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. And that's what I felt like with this. I'm telling you, I saw that. And then, like I said about Megan Thee Stallion. Girl, do you know these headlines went around here trying to say that she was all motherfucking goddamn rape shit with this motherfucking goddamn lawsuit? With this disgruntled employee? The Root? With that dumbass headline? They made this woman seem like she was going around here doing sexual deviant shit, and that's not even a fucking case. That's not even a fucking case. Y'all already destroyed Lizzo, and Lizzo played a part in hers. But what the fuck is it that Megan did? Megan didn't do shit. I remember when Megan came out on IG and told the fucking world that when that nigga shot her, she didn't even put the motherfucking lawsuit up. The state of California went after Tory Lanez, not Megan. Like, this woman can't do fuck all. And all she wants to do is just rap. That's all she wants to do is just rap. But I see y'all going up for Mr. Christopher motherfucking Brown. Miss Christina Brown. Him and Quavo. They have this rap beef now. And did you hear about that shit with Drake? With the AI shit? Like, girl, Drake, you corny. You a corny ass motherfucker. And I stand by what I said even last week. Fuck Drake. It's fuck Drake. Always going to be fuck Drake. You had to, I know, now, it's rumored that Tupac Estate is going to sue Drake for that bullshit. You put AI Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is alive and well to go after Kendrick. Like, girl, what? Girl, what? When I heard that shit, I was like, I know this motherfucker really didn't do this shit. It's rumored that that Kendrick is coming out with an album next month. I hope it's true. I really do. It's always going to be Team Kendrick with me. It's always going to be Team Kendrick. That man dropped one fucking verse on Like That and just disrupt the whole fucking rap industry. Just disrupt it. Everyone has beef with everybody. What else happened this week? Jock Season Day, a movie. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go see it this weekend. And I know it's going to be... Child, did y'all see what happened with TikTok? Why in the fuck is TikTok getting banned? That shit... You got all this shit that's going on. You had the Supreme Court entertaining with the thoughts of Trump's immunity case. Like, there's some shit that's coming. I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at this shit. And I'm talking about around the fucking goddamn world. I'm like, there's some shit coming. There's too many of just bullshit that's flying at one time. There's too much bullshit flying at one time. Too much. How in the fuck are y'all even... How are y'all entertaining this shit? Students across universities are showing that they don't like what's going on over here with Gaza and Israel. It's a shitty fucking position. It is a shitty fucking position. That at the end of the fucking day, like, I'm looking at Israel and I'm like, you hold the cards. You are the adult in the room. Start being an adult in the room. I am not saying get off of motherfucking Hamas neck. I want you on their fucking neck. But this, you gotta be diplomatic, man. Because at this moment, man, at the end of the day, y'all want these people killed. And I think that y'all not gonna be satisfied until they're all dead. I truly believe that shit. Then what? Everyone is going to get involved. Israel, I get it. You're nervous, you're paranoid. I get it. But the way how you're moving, because you are the adult in the room, man, you are just constantly whooping that damn kid. And other adults are looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Get a hold of yourself. Benjamin Netanyahu should not be there. He should not be doing this shit. And the sad part about it is y'all know that. Y'all know that. y'all are egging the states to get involved because that's what you want. You want them to get involved. And America is holding up because they're like, they ain't got no fucking money, especially in no fucking election time. Listen, let those people protest in peace. I'm talking about those students. Let them protest in peace, y'all. Let them protest in peace. Y'all top priority this last fucking week in the States is fucking TikTok, banning TikTok, and entertaining whether Trump should have immunity from doing what the fuck he wants to do. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? What the hell is wrong with y'all? What's going on over there? The shit is insane. That man had told you that he don't mean to do well by you. Why y'all entertaining still dating this motherfucker? Talk about communists and all this other shit. Y'all are literally welcoming in fucking fascists. Y'all are welcoming a fucking fascist. When y'all came to motherfucking goddamn Bernie Sanders, what the fuck y'all called him last time? A communist? Y'all got up in arms about that shit. But y'all entertaining this son of a bitch. Man, if y'all get the fuck up on my face with that shit. Trump should be in jail. Y'all cannot sit here. And y'all cannot sit here and demand the average Joe to follow the law when y'all are trying to make it easy so he doesn't. This shit doesn't make sense. It comes from the top. Stop catering to this motherfucker. As a matter of fact, stop following his ass. He ain't no one but a fucking crook. He's a crook. He's a known crook. And for some reason, y'all glorifying that shit. I don't know what y'all gonna do. I really don't know what y'all gonna do. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something. I said this a couple of years back. I said there's some shit that is but I told someone, I said there's four rims that we all go through. And I said we are in the fire rim right now. We are in the fire rim. I believe that there's some shit that's coming that's gonna fuck it up for everyone. Because the disregard of law and order, and trust me, I'm not one of those, you know, those cops, hell no. But it's like, there's gotta be some boundaries. And I see those safeguards, those safe rails, I already see them already breaking. And that terrifies me. That keeps me up at night, in fact. Harvey Weinstein, one of his cases in New York got overturned. Like, bro, what realm are we in? Bro, wait, what? Okay. Okay. Okay, guys, I guess right there, I'm going to end it here. Because I don't want to carry this on my heart for the rest of the day. Okay, and with that, I guess I'll end it here. And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.